Welcome back. What was that?
Yum. 5, 4, 3, 2, yum.
Wow. I'll tell you what.
I'll be here all day, folks. Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, my friends, welcome back. Chef and the Fat Man live from Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center. We're so glad you joined us in our last show before Thanksgiving. And we celebrated with the turkey roulade. And wow, it is so beautiful. You will be able to see pictures of it before and after. It looks better cooked. I'm just saying. You know, in my opinion.
We would hope so.
And we are very excited. In fact, Artie, the Big Egg, is actually here and gave us a suggestion, shall we say. Let me know as soon as it's ready.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We're all about food around here.
That's right. So now you've got, what goes better with turkey than gravy?
Mm-hmm.
And so what are you doing?
So after I pulled the roulade off of the egg, whatever pan juices were left, I put on the burner right now, and I've got it simmering. Actually, it's more like boiling. And then I added a little white wine. So it's the drippings. And in the pan, I did some bay leaf and some rosemary and some garlic. And then a little stock and some white wine in the pans. And I was basting the turkey with that throughout. So this is what's left. And this isn't really making a gravy. This is just to pour a little spoon over the top once you slice it.
Oh, wow.
A little extra moisture.
Yes, that sounds delicious.
Yes.
You can smell it.
Mm-hmm.
It smells so, I mean, this, it's like being home right now. It's like being at Casa
Jenkins on Thanksgiving.
Isn't it? It really is, especially when I smelled when I pulled in the parking lot where eggs going. It had that wonderful hardwood smell, smoky smell that I walked in. The first thing I smelled when I hit the culinary center, bacon.
A bacon?
Yep, bacon. And that, I got to tell you, that turkey is looking really, really good.
Thanks, Kev.
It's a beautiful thing. And when you see this, my friends, you'll say, you know what? Instead of doing a 14-pound turkey for two people like I'm doing, you know, I'm going to do this roulade because you will have the ability to do it this year. This is kind of exciting, exciting, and exceptional.
Ooh.
So this is great. Now, what are we going to do for recipe number two?
That is going to be with our faithful assistant over there, Miss Taylor. What are you going to make, Taylor?
We are making a pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin.
So technically,
what did you say?
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Turducken?
Yeah, it's like a turducken, but with pie. So dessert,
okay.
I could live off of. Now, I wouldn't fit through the door, but it is my favorite time of any meal.
Really?
So I can never decide what I want. And sometimes when Thanksgiving dinner is going and you are spreading yourself quite thin trying to cook everything while your family lounges,
yes.
You don't want to make two desserts. So I wanted pecan pie. And I wanted pumpkin pie. So kind of the best of both worlds was when I decided that I was going to make a pecan pie crumble that I top my pumpkin pie with. So it gets a nice caramelized crust that has those wonderful smoked pecans in it and adds a nice crunch and different texture to a traditional pumpkin pie.
And, you know, that is an exciting idea because the pumpkin pie, I mean, I know I only eat it once a year, but after the 22 years I've been alive, the...
yes, we're laughing with you.
Again, you two are like in sync on the laughter. But anyway, I can't eat pumpkin pie very often anymore.
Yeah.
But this is a new take on a pumpkin pie. And I think I could eat new takes. It's just the same. I mean, look, pumpkin pie filling, crust, bake it. I get it. It's easy. But this sounds like it'd be kind of exciting.
Exciting. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now, you are cutting up the turkey as we speak. This is very good. Now, so what do we do if I'm going to make this pie at home? What am I going to do, Taylor?
So the first thing that I always like to do is get all of my ingredients together. In the industry, we call it mise en place, which translates to things in place. So, you know, you got to get all your things in place. So I like to start with the crumble because I don't like being overcrowded when I'm working. So I'll get out my brown sugar, butter, flour, those delicious pecans, and I go to my handy-dandy food processor. And first, I put in the brown sugar and the flour, and I pulse it together. Because sometimes, if you don't combine them before adding in your butter, you're going to end up with some, like, white streaks of flour throughout it when it goes to combine. And no one wants a bite of flour.
No.
You want the delicious sugar and the pecans.
I want the fat off that turkey is what I want.
Oh, me too. I'm looking at it. So, what we do next is we're going to pulse those together. Then we're going to add in cubes of cold, cold butter. And you're going to keep pulsing it until it looks almost like wet sand. And as it is approaching that stage, we then start to add in our pecans. So they're going to be incorporated throughout it. After that, we set it aside, put it in the fridge so it doesn't melt while you're getting your pumpkin mixture ready. And this is what I love about this recipe. You put everything in one big bowl, and you mix it all together. It's only one thing to clean, which is wonderful because, you know, Thanksgiving's going on. You have 20 things cooking, so it's a few less dishes that you'll have to do. So we combine our first few ingredients, which are our pumpkin, our eggs, and the sweetened condensed milk. You want to make sure it's 100% pumpkin puree because sometimes they have spices mixed into it already. And if you choose one of those, it might be a little overpowering with the flavor.
Yes.
This pie has a lot of really wonderful spices mixed in already. But if there were already more, it would be too strong. So it's a little different because instead of just doing cinnamon and nutmeg, I do a little bit of ground ginger for almost a hint of spice. And some ground allspice is in there as well.
Edgy.
Mm-hmm.
You like being edgy.
Yeah, it's got everything. It's all the desserts in one. And if you're daring, you could put some candied bacon on top of it.
Oh, now see, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how candied bacon wouldn't go fantastic with everything and anything.
I agree.
So now you can take all that so you've got your crust already made.
Mm-hmm.
You pour your spices in with your puree.
Yep. You really want to make sure that you blend those together very well, because if you don't, you're going to get clumps of spice, and that is not very pleasant to bite into a big ball of cinnamon.
Yeah.
Your guests will be in for a rude awakening if that happens to them. So if you're not using a stand mixer, be sure that you do incorporate everything very well. You can even use a whisk because it's not the thickest mixture. It sets as it bakes. So, you know, make sure that you mix and double mix.
Well, that sounds absolutely delicious. Now you've got this beautiful bowl of flavor. And it looks good. It looks like a really thick soup that you want, or consomme that you're not consomme, but a soup that you wanna dig into, and you just pour it into the crust.
Yes. So you're gonna pour it into your crust. Make sure you grease that pan. I have been guilty a few times when I'm zooming around the kitchen of forgetting to do it, and then I am very disappointed when I cannot get that beautiful crust out of the pan.
Yeah.
So grease your pan. Put that pie crust down. Fill it up with that delicious spiced pumpkin pie
all the way up to the
filling.
Top, or do you leave it a little below?
This one does not rise, so you can fill it to the top. But you want to leave a little room for our crumble.
Yes.
So once that pie is in, you're going to sprinkle the crumble evenly on top. And for a nice presentation, I like to save some whole pecans, and I make a little pumpkin right on top of the pie.
Aw, a little pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. Or if you wanted to, you could use a cookie cutter and cut out, you know, some cute fall shapes of a top pie crust.
Absolutely exceptional, Taylor. Now, you put it on an egg.
Mm-hmm.
Indirect heat.
Indirect heat, yes.
You heard that in the background. That's an engineer.
A pie on an egg?
Everything goes on the egg.
It does. I tell people, anything you can put in an oven, you can cook on an egg.
Mm-hmm.
Anything
that
you can
true.
Just about anything you can put on a burner, you can cook on an egg.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have the ability to have so low heat to high heat that it's just absolutely what you need for the holidays. And I noticed today when I came up to Egg Central, there were two cars lined up and two more waiting to get their eggs because they wanted to get their eggs in time for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And having an egg for Thanksgiving, I actually heard a person lament at the cigar shop. My favorite cigar store up there off 400 near Dawsonville on the right-hand side. You can't miss. Right under,
yeah.
Right next to the Red Barn.
I know exactly where that is.
It's right behind the Red Barn in the strip mall there. But let me tell you something. The last show, we brought some food up there, the leftovers, and they were like freaking vultures. They consumed everything and anything, so much so there was nothing left for yours truly. Which I was bitter.
Yes,
so yesterday,
I'm sure you were.
Yesterday, I happened to be at the cigar shop, and they said, are you doing a show tomorrow? And I said, yes. And they said, is Chef Amanda and her able-bodied, wonderful sidekick, ahem, are they going to be cooking again? I said, yes, they are. Tell them how much we love them. I said, pure butter up and tawdry and cheap compliments will do nothing. You know, but anyway, they were thrilled to know that I was going to be here. So we'll send them the raw fingerling potatoes and the rough cut veg. But so far today, you've already learned how to do an incredible take on the turkey breast. And what do you call that pie?
A pecumkin pie.
A patumkin.
Pecumkin.
Yeah, we were just running up there. I wasn't running. You look at me, you know I don't run. But, yeah, there's a
pecumkin pie. So it's indirect heat at 350 degrees using that convector. And you want to make sure it's stabilized and that you have what we call clear blue smoke. If it's the white billowing smoke, there could be an acrid flavor on your food. That would be especially unpleasant with a dessert. So make sure you have that clear blue smoke. And we're going to bake it at 350 for 45 minutes. Or until it doesn't wiggle anymore.
Well, I hate when my food wiggles. It's an ugly thing. It's like me on the scale. You know, watching me wiggle on the scale is kind of unappetizing, especially when we're talking about holiday food. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about a celebration of the good life. There is no place on earth you would rather be, borrowing from Rex Harrison and My Fair Lady, then Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center. And guess what? Yesterday, they had their Big Green Egg Thanksgiving party.
That's right.
And OMG, I looked at some pictures.
It was like 60 feet of food.
So, yeah.
Really?
I cooked 5 birds in 24 hours.
Yeah.
That's
and a
beautiful
twice
and
ham.
That's a beautiful thing. We'll be right back while I blow my nose.